Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Jenkins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schulte. Averill reaches second base with a double. Burnett scores. Porter moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter scores. Averill moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte strikes out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is called out on strikes. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter bunts towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. Burnett moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Vosmek reaches second base with a double. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0-for-1 in the game. Kom bunts towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vosmek moves to third. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vosmek scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Montague hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Burnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jenkins, who is chasing the ball. Burnett reaches third base with a triple. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burnett scores. Two outs. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melillo scores. It's 4 to 1, Indians. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jenkins moves to second. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to third. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 5 to 1, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Montague hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jenkins hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields the ball and throws to Farrell covering. Safe. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vosmek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Montague bunts towards third. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jenkins hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.